and two yoke of oxen in front to carry the logs to the mill or to the hill where the trucks could pick them up and deliver to the loading stations, which had to be on the railroad. We booked these logs, as many as 8 to 10 cars of logs before we would load out and ship to their destination. And the majority of my logs went either to Williams & Boyd Lumber Company in Dothan or Spann Brothers in Dothan. And these logs were loaded onto flat cars with these same oxen, with cables and block and tackle to a den pole on the offside from the log ramp, in order to, the cows would be pulling away from the car, but the cable would be loading the logs onto the car. Mm-hmm. And when you load out your first bed, say that it took 5 logs, then it took 4 logs then to fill the cracks of your next bed, and 3 logs of the third bed, and 2 logs on the fourth. Mm-hmm. So the, see, the logs were in a pyramid form and were placed in those between logs that were large enough that would hold them in place without having to be bound down. Mm-hmm. And later years, when trucks were developed stronger and with dual wheels, we would put those trucks right on into the swamp. We'd build a main road right on into the swamp. Mm-hmm. The same oxen and mules would bunch these logs into the ramps, and the trucks would come into the ramps and load out and carry it to its destination, whether it was to be shipped or it was hauled directly to the mill where it was manufactured into lumber. Then, and later, the logger's dream was patented, which was a faster method, and it eliminated the slow movement cattle. You could bunch many more logs with the logger dream than you could with 7 or 8 times the number of cows that you were formerly using. Mm-hmm. And then after that, the recent logging equipment is called the mud buggy. Uh-huh. Which is a big machine with 32-inch tires, 4 32-inch tires that it can go into, it'll cross the river where the bottom is anyways firm. Mm-hmm. It will go right on across the river and bring its load back over. That's why they call them mud buggies, is mm-hmm. because of so much traction, they won't bog. And of course, they bunch the logs, bring the whole tree at one time. And sometimes, if they're medium-sized trees, they have what they call the branch cable. That there'll be 3 different cables that they can catch 3 different logs behind that mud buggy and bring the whole trees to the hill at one time, or out to where the trucks can pick them up. And when they get them out to the ramp, then they're cut into merchantable lengths and loaded on the trucks and carried to the mill.
Mm-hmm. But how long were your hours in logging?
Well, to begin with,